views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm so excited for today's show. For many, many reasons. And right now I'm like so emotional that I hope I can do this without crying, because the amazing energy that I'm feeling is just absolutely magical. So I'm in Kauai and I've been here now for the last 3 weeks. It's almost been 3 weeks. And the first, I think, day and a half after I got here, Kauai experienced a major, major flood. Changed everything. Changed the island. Changed the people. Changed everything. And there's still so much support that is being gathered and rallied in to support so many of the structures that have been changed forever. Many of us were called here at this particular time to assist with the balancing and the harmonizing of this sacred land, of this environment. And at first, when I got the call to come to Kauai, I certainly didn't know it was for a flood. I certainly didn't know that was going to be one of the main things that was going to be happening here. Because when we're living a surrendered life, when we're truly living heaven on earth, when we're truly living being guided by spirit, when we listen to that call, when we're completely spontaneous when we're getting that call, we show up. And a lot of times we really don't know what it is we're showing up to. We think it's one thing. You know, I thought it was a milestone for me to come to Kauai and set up my retreats for September and all of this. But there's so many other magical things that have happened, including the flood, because it really has restoring community and bringing people together and harmonizing the environment and balancing things out. So it's just been an incredible time for me personally. I've been so moved by witnessing the miraculous sun returning to the land and how joyful everyone is that the sun has come back. And the land is just absolutely incredible. The people are absolutely, they're just amazing. The locals that live here in Kauai, they love this land. And my guest today that I cannot wait to introduce you to, she is an absolute owner. She's an ambassador of Kauai. And I have had the pleasure of experiencing her magic and her joy firsthand. I've been able to, she's a retreat leader, and I've been able to stay at her Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, which we're going to introduce you to. She's a mother, she's a wife, she's an activist. She's got so many incredible talents, this woman, and what she has created here on this island is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal to see one person that is living so much passion, so much joy, sharing her gifts, the gifts that she is here to share with all of us so freely and so joyously. Her passion is the dolphins, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the Lumerian energy, why that's so important, the living in the fifth and the seventh dimension, and what that even is and what that is all about. And so I want to introduce you to my guest, my very special soul sister, Jeannie Russell. Welcome to the show, Jeannie.
Thank you, Cornelia. I'm so, so happy to be here. And aloha from Kauai.
Aloha.
With the dolphins with me.
Yes, yes, you've got the dolphins with you. Well, you are the dolphin energy. The dolphins, they speak through you. And so I'm excited to let our listeners know a little bit more about that as we go into the show. But first, I want to share a little bit more about your background and your life before you even came to Kauai, because you grew up in New Jersey. And you've always
New York, Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York.
East Coast, definitely East Coast. Yeah. Yeah. Been to Jersey many times, but actually grew up in Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn girl.
You're a Brooklyn girl, and you've had a strong connection to dolphins all your life, because you grew up and your first exposure to the dolphins came at the Aqua Theater at the New York Aquarium. And you were fascinated by them as you got older and you're watching the Flipper show on television. And
yes.
This just intrigued you even more. And in junior school, you wrote an in-depth report on the dolphins, and you were fascinated to learn that their brain size was proportionately comparable to humans. And that's what started your journey to learning about these fascinating creatures. Because of your strong connection to the cetacean world, Jeannie felt the need to be closer to them. So when it came time for Jeannie and her husband, David, to settle down, it was clear that being near the ocean, especially near the dolphins, was of primal importance when deciding
Absolutely.
To choose a place to live, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Not surprising that when David and you arrived in Hawaii for your honeymoon, you both said that this is where we want to live. And 4 years later, with young babies, you landed in Kauai with the intention of making it home. You raised a family, making a living, exploring nature, and you became focused on focusing your life here, settling into Kauai. You got a small private school, an island school, and you started teaching mathematics. Everything from basic math to sixth graders to high school calculus. Over time, you started to learn about energy work and you became curious about how it works. You got training in becoming an intuitive Reiki master, and you started offering sessions and classes in your home. One day, your husband was in terrible nerve pain from all of his injuries in all four of his extremities, and you would do your energy work on your husband to ease the suffering. One night while working in your basement, you saw the dolphins, the etheric dolphins, appear in the healing room. They were swimming around the room, under the table, and more were looking in the window and the doorway. The energy was overwhelmingly loving, and silent tears started to flow from your cheeks. After the session was complete, your husband sprang from the table and he said, "What did you do?" He said, "I feel great." And you said, "It was the dolphins that were working through me and as I was laying my hands on you. They just showed up." And ever since that time, the dolphins assisted you in your healing practice. You received your real estate license with your intention of finding and organizing a spiritual healing properties in Kauai. In 2009, you felt inspired to open Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, that is now a healing center for many that come from around the world, a center that's devoted to the energy and vibration of the dolphins to help others connect to the dolphin vibration of love and light and help raise the consciousness of humanity on the planet. And since 2009, many, many healers, teachers, oracles, and speakers, intuitive healers have been at your center. They've taught and offered sessions, received services, and more. And Gina, you teach classes there. You do breath work, intuitive readings. You do marketing. And you even teach people how to start their own retreat healing practice. And most recently, this is super, super exciting. You started a healing modality called Dolphin Energetics. And this modality involves working with the dolphin energy to clear blockages physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so here you are today, Jeannie, sharing with us your amazing life and your amazing love affair that you have with the dolphins. And I just can't wait to have this in-depth conversation with you about this magic and this joy of the dolphins. So when
you... You're going to make me cry. I'm like, who is that person? Wow, that person's...
Who is this?
You're going to make me cry. Just you meeting us making me cry. I'm like, oh my God, I could totally go back to that time when the dolphins were swimming all around the room and, you know, tears flowing. And I yeah, just it's amazing how much I still feel the emotion of that all these years later and still feel the love and the joy, the unconditional love that the dolphins bring and the joy and the peace. And yeah, I'm right there. I'm right back there in that room. Just you reading that. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. I really wanted to highlight your amazing, incredible journey, because a lot of times, you know, we do so many things. We're so multi-talented. We're so multi-dimensional and we do so many things that it's just like another thing in the past, but we are shifting and creating a new paradigm. And in this new paradigm, everything is about being honored and sacred. And your journey is so incredible of all the wonderful things that you have created, you and your husband have created here in Kauai. I mean, that was a big, courageous move to move here in Kauai when you did, and trust that guidance that you received to come here and live the life of your dreams and make Kauai your home.
Yeah, it was a huge leap of faith. Scared my parents after death, you know, like, where the hell are you going? I couldn't be farther away from New York and still be in the United States.
Right.
And yeah, we just flew out here. My daughter was 3. My son was 1.5 years, still sucking a bottle. And we just said, well, you know, we're going to go for it. Either we make it or we'll pack our bags and go back home. And, you know, 23 years later, we're still here. So must be doing something right to keep us here on this island.
Yeah. And 23 years later, and you two have completely taken over this island with your love and with your joy, and even your children. I got the opportunity to meet your wonderful daughter, and I know that your son has got a big influence on YouTube. Do you want to give that shout to what your son is doing?
He's sharing his art. I mean, he's an amazing artist, and I'm so glad that he has embraced his art, and now he's does this sculpture on YouTube, and people get to watch as he's sculpturing. He does it really fast, or was it time-lapsed or whatever it is. And he's enjoying that and having a great time sharing his art.
And do you want to give us the name of the YouTube?
I'll have to.
You'll have to.
It's not under his name, so I'll look up what he calls himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and your husband, he is an oral surgeon here in Kauai.
Yes.
Absolute 100% supporter of you and your dolphin energetic and everything that you're doing dolphin wise with your retreat center, with your ceremony work that you're doing around the island, and your sacred activism, because that's what you two are. You're activists here on this land, and you've raised 2 beautiful children, and what a great place to raise your children here in Kauai. That's one of the things that I'm noticing about the people that I meet is the people that have been born and raised here, that have been here for a long time, how much they absolutely love and adore this land.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that I'm going to be taking with me back when I go back home, which is in about 10 days from now, 12 days from now. I'm going to be taking that sacredness back home with me, because it's something that is, we all need to embody, is wherever we live is sacred. But Kauai has that energy. It has that absolute energy. And I feel that that's why I was brought here, to assist with this balancing and bringing back the sacred. Would you agree with the local?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The sacred energy, the divine energy that we both embody, the divine masculine and feminine energy, is what we're, going back to. And that's what we call going back to Lemuria, remembering Lemuria. And that was an ancient civilization that existed here on this island. And if you don't know it, you can Google it, or we can talk about it on another time. But it's the energy that has been here. It's an old way of living, but a way that is familiar to us somewhere in the back of our minds, of how we lived in harmony and peace and cooperation, not in a place of competition, not in a place of a lack, but it definitely, like you talk about also, in a place of abundance and a place of joy, of co-creation and harmony. And I believe that's where we're going to. And when people come to this island, they talk about the aloha spirit, which is so beautiful way of expressing it. But basically, that's it. It's coming into that love. Aloha is really, to me, means love, and coming back to love and seeing the love in the other person that you're talking to and connecting with, and seeing the love in everyone and sharing that love with one another. Yeah. To me, that's where we're going back. Yeah.
So how long do you think that the Lemurian energy, how many thousands of years ago was when Lemuria was here?
Oh, it could be 30, 40,000 years ago. I mean, we're talking a long time ago. This is before courted history. And, the island itself was a mountain. Actually, Kauai is one of the largest mountains on the planet, except that only the tip of the mountain is exposed. The rest is underwater. And in the time of Lemuria, the water had receded and the mountain was fully exposed. So we're talking a long time ago. But it's... there's the energy in the ancient wisdom and the knowledge. It's the same thing if you heard of Telos, that they had, Mount Shasta, and, all these sacred sites have connected with that energy and that vibration.
Yeah.
And we're getting back to it. So we've gone over to the masculine, and we came into the masculine energy, and that's the competition and the creation of not that masculine is bad. We're just coming, so we had gone feminine, we've gone masculine, now we're coming into balance of masculine and feminine energies. And it's a beautiful thing that we're embracing both energies together and uniting both of that to move forward, coming from that heart place. And we're just talking about getting back to the heart. And to me, the dolphins represent that heart energy, that joy, that it's hard to think of a dolphin and not have a smile on your face. It just naturally takes you there automatically.
I was thinking about that this morning, because I was thinking about who doesn't love dolphins, right? How can you not, is there anyone on the planet that doesn't love a dolphin, that doesn't love the energy of a dolphin? Because seeing the vision in my mind's eye about the dolphin energy, who doesn't love the dolphins? And so I remember it was a week ago, and a group of us, you led us on a ceremony to Mahalapu, and we walked the labyrinth over there, and we did some forgiveness work. And you're big on ceremonies. You do ceremonies all over the island, which is you know, which again,
I've done it many lifetimes, ceremonies. Yeah. Water ceremonies. Yeah.
You're a mermaid. You're a ceremony queen. You are, you are so many things. And, you know, just being in your energy, even, you know, being at the Dolphin Touch Center, I had the privilege of being able to stay there for 6 days. And that was an incredible time, and really feeling the dolphins there and really feeling that healing center. So I want to be able to tell people where to go to your website, www.dolphintouch.org, and check out your incredible website that has so much information on it. I mean, it's loaded with all kinds of great things. And if you sign up for Jeannie's newsletter, you're also going to get the top 10 reasons to come to Kauai. And that was fascinating itself to read those reasons. So make sure you sign up and stay in the loop, because this woman, she's doing phenomenal things. She's already done phenomenal things, but it's going to be even more now. It's going to come world stage, and you're going to hear a lot more about it. But check out the website so that you can maybe have an individual retreat or a personal retreat, or contact Jeannie for sessions. She's offering our audience today free coaching session, 30-minute free coaching session. And in the subject line, Jeannie, why don't you tell us exactly what it is that you're offering and tell our listeners how to get it?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm really happy to be on Cornelia's show. And so I just said, you know, I'm going to open up. And I don't usually do 10, but I just wanted to open this up for your audience and to support you as well, and our connection and everything that we're doing here and your listeners. I think you're doing a great service to your listeners by sharing all this information. And even though they may not be here on Kauai with us, you know, we can send them that energy and that vibration, and they can feel that. And maybe if we have time at the end, we can do a little dolphin connection for your group. But what I'm offering is a 30-minute kind of breakthrough session that, you know, whatever, you know, we can only deal with one thing in that amount of time. So if there's one particular thing you want to work through, we'll do that. And we're going to ask the assistance of the dolphins to clear, cleanse, and release and take away any residual things that are holding on to your energy and blocking you from attaining what you want in your life. So the dolphins are really great. They're like Reiki on steroids, you know, Reiki times 10. It's the energy, that energy of clearing and releasing and pure love. And so you feel that, and then you're able to let go. So we always call in the dolphins to assist us and to break through it. And the Lemurian Council also offers their guidance and inspiration. And so I'm offering that. The way you can receive that is to go to info@dolphintouch.org. That's info@dolphintouch.org. And in the comment section, you can put if you want to do Transformation Talk Radio or Cornelia's show or
Heaven on Earth. Heaven on Earth.
Heaven on Earth. Okay, let's do that. Heaven on Earth. And there you go. And just give me your email and phone number and contact info. And if you could give me a little bit about what you'd like to work on during our session. And I'll be tuning in prior to our connection and help you to move through whatever you're needing to move through in that moment.
That's wonderful. So the first 10 callers, you're giving away 10 30-minute coaching sessions, supporting healing sessions, supporting anyone that needs to, whatever it is that they, any type of blockage. The first 10 people.
That's a $150 service. Normally I do $300 for the hour, and I usually take an hour. We're going to do a little kind of taste test. So yeah, it's like we're offering that for free for your group.
Yay. And it's just, I think, Jeannie, being in your energy, you know, like when we were that day when we were on the mountain and we were doing the ceremony, And I came up to you and just telling you, you know, how much I love you. And really, I had just met you a few days before. It's right. just the love that you hold and the love that you share and the love that you are is just emanating out of you. And it was just an incredible feeling. And isn't that what we all want, to be able to say, I love you to each other all the time, openly sharing our hearts, openly walking up and to our brothers and sisters, being able to say, hey, I love you. You know, you rock, you're amazing. That's part of the new frequency. That's part of what it is that we're doing. And I appreciate so much that day. That day was incredible when we ceremony and your husband was there and supporting you and supporting our tribe and our group. And thank you so much for that. That was incredible.
Oh, that was beautiful. And thank you. I mean, you know, for you to have the courage to say that. I felt it immediately as soon as I met you, like, soul sister, where have you been?
Yeah.
And then we connect with each other. And yeah, you know it as soon as you meet, you know, as soon as people walk in the door. We know it. And actually, yeah, we have two selenite crystals and a couple of crystals by the entrance. And it's funny how some people can't even walk through the door. They'll come up and maybe turn away. And I'm like, okay, yeah, the energy they're not ready for. But it's those who walk through and know what that energy is and recognizing it in each other. I mean, basically, we're just mirrors, right? Reflecting back to one another the love that we are. So. And it was nice for you to acknowledge that and to say that. And I felt it as well. And we had an amazing day that day. We walked through the labyrinth and we did Ho'oponopono, which is a release and a forgiveness prayer. And it was in the water and everything. And then we went snorkeling and you had another adventure. We went snorkeling and had our adventure. And it was just a magical day, all of us, just really fun.
And you know what was so great is because a part of the other thing that was so great, and I remember your husband that day, he was so happy because that was the first day the sun had come back.
Yes.
That was the first day the sun had come back. And that was a huge celebration for us. And I think that we all looked in the mirror that day and saw our inner sun shining out and our inner sun coming back. And then the Kauai reflected the sun to us. And it was just, it was a magnificent day of joy and magic, you know, just kept on unfolding rainbows and amazingness. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my very special guest, Jeannie Russell, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm with Jeannie Russell, and we're talking about the amazing dolphins today. Jeannie, tell us about your beloved companions. Tell us a little bit more about that juicy, yes, loving energy.
Yeah, well, the dolphins, like you had said in your beautiful intro, have been very special to me. At first, I had thought about being an activist. I didn't like the dolphins getting caught in tuna nets, and that really spoke to me, and I wanted to save the dolphins. And I was ready to, you know, be gung-ho and let's get out there and protest. And then I went into meditation. I had started doing meditation, and in meditation, the dolphins had said to me, "We're not the ones that need saving. We're here to save you." And I was like, wait a minute, what? I didn't expect that. That like really threw me off. And I was totally dumbfounded. And as I meditated with them more and they started connecting and sharing with me, I said, yeah, we have been placed on this planet to help you to ascend and to go to higher levels of consciousness. And I was like, wait a minute, I was already ready to save the dolphins and you're telling me you're here to save it. So it was a very humbling experience, needless to say. And it opened up my perspective on what the dolphins are here to do and why. You know, I already, like you had mentioned, been interested because they had a very large brain compared to ours. You know, I was like, I know a dog's brain is this, you know, and so I knew something was going on in that brain of theirs. And when I went into meditation, I started connecting with that. Then they started really speaking to me and really opening up and sharing, teaching me about breath work, teaching me about letting go, like, you know, how water falls off the... Just let you know how not to hold on to things. And a lot of my lessons came through the dolphins on my personal life and my, you know, working life and my family life, everything. We call it the dolphin pod. You know, we have a pod that we created at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. And that's our pod of people that are connected to the center, that work through the center, and amazing people like your friend Larry, who introduced us, and there are many pod members, and we're all part of this network and group of people that are helping and supporting one another. So the dolphins have taught me a lot of things through that, through meditation initially, and then I just started connecting with them more and sharing more, and every time something would happen, it would be another message and teaching that I would receive from them.
So you do, you know, healing work. People can come to you. You do work with people via Skype, energetic work on the phone. You do healing ceremonies on the island, connecting with the dolphins. And you, people can come to your wellness center. They can lay on the table and receive a healing session from you as you channel and tune in to connect them to the dolphins. Do you also go and see the dolphins in the physical? Do you also have dolphin excursions, seeing the dolphins in the physical? Do you also do that?
Yeah, well, seeing the dolphins in the physical is always an amazing, loving, fun experience. We take you out on the boat, and they, from the boat, can see the dolphins, and they always come right up to the boat, and they, I mean, basically, you could reach your hand out and touch them, and the nice thing about being on the boat, as opposed to being in the water, sometimes we're in, when you're in the water, you don't even, you may not even be aware the dolphins are around you. I mean, because they're so fast and they're under the water. And so it's nice when you're on the boat, you can see, and it always happens when we're on the boat, that we'll see dolphins, whales, turtles, and then all species of, you know, there's spinner dolphins, there's bottlenose dolphins. It you know, they always seem to come out and play when they know we're out there, and they show up, and it's such a heart-opening experience. But it's more than just being in the water or connecting with the dolphins on the physical. They want to now connect with us on the fifth dimensional and seventh higher dimensional levels. They want us to access that information so that we could be anywhere. We could be in Arizona, we could be in the Sahara Desert, anywhere in the world, and we can connect with the dolphins. You don't have to all fly to Kauai and, you know, do that. It's about connecting with that vibrational energy that they're here to share.
And that's exactly what you're sharing with us today, is that, you know, that you're connecting people with the dolphin energy, and that they don't have to necessarily come to Kauai to meet a dolphin in the physical, that they can actually embody the dolphin energetics through working with the dolphins energetically. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And they're there for everyone to access, you know, and it's all about intention. And they may show up, you'll see synchronicities where they may show up in your dreams. They may show up, you know, you'll see a sign with a dolphin on it, or you see a statue, or you see something, and it's like, oh, there, you know. And for me, it's always a signpost. Like, even when we were looking for a house and there was a dolphin on the door, I was like, okay, this is where we need to go. This place is showing up. And no matter where we go shopping or anywhere else, but I'll see a dolphin somewhere. I'll always find dolphins. Maybe it's a little sticker with a dolphin on it, or something, you know, and they just pop up all over the place.
Yeah.
They're very playful.
Yeah, they're playful, they're fun. And that's part of the fifth and seventh dimensional way of living and being, is embodying that energy of playfulness. Wouldn't you agree?
Right.
It's also that fun. And
absolutely,
that's
yeah.
We need to do.
The playful energy is lighter, and it's what opens your heart. And it's us getting back to the inner child, the divine inner child within us, and connecting and allowing that child to play, allowing that child to have fun, allowing that child to be free, uninhibited, unworried about, you know, thinking this, thinking that, with all the fears that, you know, the adult come in and worry about. No, we're that child, that innocent child that's playing, and that's tantric, that's joyful, that's happy, and we're just enjoying life, and we're embodying that and embracing that and allowing that energy to come through, and that to be our normal.
That's our new normal. That's going to be
our new normal.
Right? Exactly. That's our new normal.
Yes.
I love that, because like you said earlier, you know, with the balancing of the masculine and feminine, really moving into that balanced state, and now we're giving birth again to that playful inner child, allowing that inner child to come out and play and to trust life, just like we do when we're children, when we don't worry about things. We're in the flow. When we fall down and scrape our knee, it's no big deal. We cry and wipe it off, and we get on with things. And we're not worried about. We're so living in the present moment. We're so living in the flow.
Right.
Like on vacation, right? And
I mean, we were talking about that earlier. It's like, yeah, you don't, you know, you fall down, you throw a little fit, you kick your feet, you know, and you cry, and they're like, okay, all right, you got it out of your system. Now let's hug and, you know, get over it. You know, if we're angry or we're holding on to something, it's like, yeah, you know, it's just like, why, you know, the only thing that stops us from feeling the love between each other is, you know, the mind will like, oh, but he's, you know, he's trying to manipulate you, or he's trying to control you, or he's trying to get something from you, or whatever. And it's like, you know, can we just let all that go and get back to the love that we are and connect with our the loving energy that we have? And the more we project that, the more we're getting back that, you know, it's that energy of, you know, we know about law of attraction now through Esther Hicks and a lot of other people that, you know, and that's kind of out there. And take that to the next level is the more we send out love and we expect love and we anticipate love and we offer love, the more love is going to come back to us. The more we send out fear, the more we send out worry, the more we send out any of those negative emotions, that's what's coming back to us. So it's just embodying that love and getting back to the love. And yeah, let's just, and then that's what the dolphins, like I said, they, when they have that wet body, you know, it just like rolls off their back, you know, something happens. Okay. You know, just shake it off, shake it out and move it on. Go on to the next thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, one of the things that you and I talked about, we just have a few short minutes before we go to break, but I talked to you about are the dolphins, you know, because we're evolving. There's many, many beings we're ascending, and there's much shift and consciousness, and everything's changing. Everything is changing. And so I was asking you, are the dolphins leaving this sphere? Are they leaving our new paradigm? And your answer was?
Well, yeah, I mean, their purpose here is shifting, that's for sure. I mean, once we move more into ascension, you know, they're not needed as much to hold that vibration, because they're basically passing the baton to us. And they're like, okay, we've been holding this vibration of love and light long enough. Now you guys hold that energy. And so as that shifts, and we're now holding that vibration of love and light, and we're embodying that more, they may choose to leave, you know, but their purpose here will be shifting. And there may be those that choose to ascend and move on to other realms and other dimensions and do work elsewhere. And then there may be those who choose to stay. So we don't know. Patricia Corey wrote a book, Before We Leave You, and she's also talks about, you know, how dolphins will be shifting and leaving the planet, and perhaps that is happening. I don't see a full transition where we won't be seeing them at all in the physical, but you know, it's all about just embracing the now, and we do have them now, and we're connecting with them. And what's to come, who knows? And we'll just put it out there that they'll want to stay and play with us, or maybe we'll go to other dimensions and go play with them in other dimensions like that.
I love that. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Jeannie Russell. And Jeannie has been sharing her dolphin energetics and her dolphin magic with us today. Jeannie, tell everyone how they can get your info again and how they can receive your free gift that you're so generously offering everyone today.
Yeah, I'm offering a free breakthrough session. It's a 30-minute breakthrough session. Normally, it's $150, and you're getting it free only to the first 10 people. And the way you get it is email me at info@dolphintouch.org. That's info@dolphintouch.org. And in the subject line, put Heaven on Earth. And yet that's only for the first 10, and that's for Cornelia's group. And I also wanted to share my son's Instagram. I have an Instagram, too, if you guys are on Instagram. It's Dolphin Genie.
Yeah, share that.
Okay. And my son's is sculpture_odyssey, and you can see his sculpture. But if you do that on YouTube, you'll see the video of his YouTube channel of him doing his sculpture and his art. And my daughter's a model, and she's also Aloha Alexandria. She's doing some beautiful modeling pictures here on Kauai. And that's and my website is www.dolphintouch.org. So come on down, and we're on Kauai, Hawaii.
Another website. You also have another one.
I do have another website, yourpathwaytojoy.com. That's my coaching site. And if you want to learn more about that, you can go on that site and read all about that. And yeah, a lot of information, a lot of fun stuff about Kauai, about the dolphins. Yeah, we share a lot. And you can find us on Facebook, too.
When I came to the center, I went upstairs and I found this card. Well, it's also down below, and it's the Heaven on Earth Fair, that card that you have, Heaven on Earth Health Fair.
Yeah, we can't see it right.
Oh, can you see it now?
No, a little higher.
A little higher. Can you see
there
it now?
It says Heaven on Earth, right.
Heaven on Earth. And here you are, Jeannie, on the Heaven on Earth radio.
Oh, isn't that divine?
This is all part of the magic that's unfolding. It's all part of the dolphin energy. It's all part of the joy. It's all part of the synchronistic unification happening with so many of us that are being called to work together now and to come together, because we're not meant to do it alone. We're here to build the new earth, to build the new paradigm, and to do it with an open heart, living in the flow, in joy, in balance. And all the amazing people, the healers and that have embraced their gifts and that are so ready to share their gifts with you all. Because no matter what it is that you're experiencing, no matter what it is that you're going through, it's an opportunity for you to release something out of your life that's no longer serving you, so that you can step into the truth of who you are. And the truth of who you are is an absolutely magnificent, amazing being. And so, Jeannie, you're going to do a little mini activation for us.
Yeah, we were going to open it up to if anybody wants to comment, if they have some something specific they want to work on, or a question, I guess we can also do that, right? And I guess we'll be led, well, someone, some voice in the distance will tell us if there's a, a message. But for those of you just listening, tuning in, what I'd like you to do, if hopefully if you're driving, keep driving, keep your eyes on the road. But if you're able to sit and close your eyes, you're just going to take a big breath. So breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, breathing in. Hold it for a few seconds and then exhale through the mouth. And again, breathing in through the nose, holding for a few seconds, and then exhaling. And one more time, breathing in through the nose, holding for a few seconds, and then exhaling. So we're going to ask the dolphins to join us. So we're going to call in the dolphin energy. Calling in Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael. Vacuum out all negativity, pain, and fear. Disconnect any cords of fear or attachment. And surround us in a mist of pink and green healing and loving energy. We ask all those from the other side that wish to assist us, all the angels, the archangels, the myrrh angels, especially we call in the dolphins, the whales, the monk seals, and the turtles. We thank you for this opportunity to connect with each other and to connect to Source. Namaste. All right, so just kind of breathe in. And we're just going to create a little energy at the bottom of your feet, moving up. This vortex of energy is circulating, creating a spiral at the bottom of your feet, spiraling around and around and around, moving up and up and up, up to your legs, up to your knees, releasing, surrounding, releasing and surrounding, opening, 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 moving up to your thighs, up to your hips, releasing, releasing any tension, anything that no longer serves. Any heaviness, any dark spots, just let it all drop away, fall away. It's all release, 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 let that go. And now at the root chakra, at the base of your spine, we're going to just connect you to Source, connect you to the center of the earth. So putting that cord down through your legs, down to the center of the earth and anchoring you in. And then allowing that energy to be syringed or pulled upward through the bottom of your feet, up your leg, your knee, up to the root chakra, the base of the spine, and allowing that energy to open up and flow. And we're going to keep that energy going. And then as that's continuing to grow and continuing to ground you in, keeping you grounded, because heaven on earth is about us embracing this grounded energy, grounding into the physical, into our bodies, and yet still being God realized in this reality. So allowing that to open up, and now we bring the dolphins back, swirling around, moving up your torso, going to the sacral chakra, going to the solar plexus, with your stomach, going to your heart, your low heart, your high heart, creating a figure eight in your heart chakra, going from right to left, opening, 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 clearing, 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 releasing, 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 allowing that to open and expand, moving up to your throat chakra as the dolphins swim forward and back, left and right, up and down, clearing, cleansing, and releasing, opening your throat chakra. And now this energy is swirling upward to your third eye, the space between your eyebrows. As the dolphins swim in and out of your third eye, allowing you to see past, present, and future, allowing you to see infinite possibilities and opening up to new guidance, new understanding, new knowledge. And now the dolphins are swimming out through the top of your head, through your crown, swimming forward and back, left and right, up and down, opening, expanding, opening, and allowing that energy to evenly flow through you. And now we're going to reach out all the way far across galaxies, across all the way to the central sun, wrapping that energy around the central sun and bringing that energy back down through your heart and connecting your base chakra with your heart. And we're going to connect in the heart energy and then send that out in a 360-degree direction all around, sending out love and light, dolphin vibrational energy.
Jeannie, Namaste. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful, beautiful anchoring and grounding in. Thank you for the wonderful communication, the wonderful meditation. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. And we'll see you again next time. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Much love to you. Namaste. Aloha and mahalo.
Mahalo. You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love. Your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.